The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
So I invented a new word today, and the word is amusiating. Amusiating is a collaboration of amusing and nauseating. And I invented that word after watching several conservative commentators yesterday have their moment of clarity, a new enlightenment that the left is evil. Now, how did they arrive at this amazing revelation? The firing by NBC News of Ronna Romney McDaniel as a paid contributor to NBC News. That was it. A bridge too far for people who have existed on the conservative right, supposedly, and have said that Ronna Romney McDaniel, the former Republican National Committee chair, being hired by NBC News and then going on Meet the Press, and Chucky Todd, you know, throwing a hissy fit about her lack of credibility, and that NBC News, which emboldened Kristen Welker to do the same thing, which emboldened Rachel Maddow to do the same thing, and Joy Reid to do the same thing. It was basically like one flew over to Cuckoo's Nest, where Jack Nicholson, not allowed to watch the World Series on TV, started narrating it, even though there was nothing for him to narrate, and it drove Nurse Ratched crazy. Well, the belly aching of the NBC privileged few so bothered NBC News that they ceded, well, I was going to say all credibility, but they didn't have any to begin with, to the inmates. And now Ronna Romney McDaniel is out of a job. But that's predictable. I mean, she didn't kowtow. She didn't become Michael Steele, who's also a former RNC chair. It's fine for Michael Steele to be on NBC and MSNBC because he hates Trump. And he hates you if you are a Trump voter. And that's what this is all about. This is about exclusionary opinions, because if you are presented with a balanced opinion, let's see, gas prices were $2.40 when Trump left office. Oh, they're $3.67 now. But they're coming down. If you hit them with facts, then they don't like that because they know that those facts will undermine their position. So this is how the meltdown started on NBC.
I'll be joined by former RNC chair Ronna McDaniel in her first interview since stepping down as party chair. In full disclosure to our viewers, this interview was scheduled weeks before it was announced that McDaniel would become a paid NBC News contributor. This will be a news interview. And I was not involved in her hiring.
I think our bosses owe you an apology.
Why would you be involved?
For putting you in this situation. And look, there's a reason why there's a lot of journalists at NBC News uncomfortable with this.
Many
of our professional dealings with the RNC over the last 6 years have been met with gaslighting, have been met with character assassination.
Oh, because they always tell the truth on NBC.
If we were, we would have strongly objected to it.
NBC News, either wittingly or unwittingly, is teaching election deniers that what they can do stretches well beyond appearing on our air in interviews to peddle lies about the sanctity and integrity of our elections, but that they can do that as one of us, as badge-carrying employees of NBC News.
There is an easy way to avoid.
Hey, I can't do this anymore. These idiots, as badge-carrying employees of NBC News. Okay, are these the people who pushed the Russia collusion hoax for, like, years? Yes. Are these the people who said Hunter Biden's laptop wasn't real before they authenticated it and said it was real? Yes. Okay, so they don't have a monopoly on truth. But they're, we've known, I've known, you've known, because you're not a moron like these conservative commentators who are like, oh my goodness, like they fired Ronna Romney McDaniel. Like, I can't believe how evil they are. I can't, this is amazing to me. So let me get this straight. Okay, all you like welcome to the party pal people who finally realized that through Ronna Romney McDaniel not being allowed on NBC News. This is your don't cry for me, Argentina moment? Like, really? Not when they've advocated for years to suck the brains out of children in the womb of women who treat abortion like a condom, just a way to get rid of a pregnancy they don't want. That didn't clue you in. Not the way they have attacked First Amendment freedoms and appointed a Supreme Court justice who says, well, I don't know, you know, the government, you might be hamstringing the government here from policing people's speech if you force us to allow them to have their First Amendment privileges. That didn't clue you in. Not the undermining of Israel trying to survive as a nation with genocidal terrorists on its borders, and the way the Democratic Party has backstabbed Israel and called for, in a democratic country, new elections to appoint a new leader. That didn't put you on notice that these people might be evil. Not the Green New Deal boondoggle, where they're forcing climate crap down your throat and telling you we need to eliminate carbon emissions while they do nothing to preach and prattle on to India, Russia, and China, who are the world's biggest polluters. That didn't give you a hint that these people might not be trustworthy. Not when they wanted to defund the police. Not anything they did. Not when they wanted to cut the genitals off teenagers. Not when they wanted to poison them with puberty blockers. Not when they lie to you every single day about wages being up and prices being down, when you know in your heart, because you go to the grocery store and your brain works, that both are reversed, that it's wages that are down and prices that are up. None of that put you on notice that the left was untrustworthy. It took them firing one of your squishy friends, whose name you like to drop at parties, as being unfit to appear on their network full of liars and imbeciles. That's what clued you in, that the left is evil. Wow. Glad you're part of us now, Captain Obvious, and all your other acolytes. Unbelievable that people, oh, this Ronna, this is the end. I cannot abide. Don't watch their network. Why were you watching it in the first place? Why were you letting them pour their poison in your brain? Here, of course, is one of the chief liars at NBC, Rachel Maddow, who thinks she runs the network, and in fact, she probably does. I guess Rachel didn't want to be embarrassed in this segment and speak, so we'll try her again. All right, I don't know what's going on with that, but this is just like, you have had so many opportunities to realize. And you know what? These are the people who want to, they have this overwhelming desire to reach across the aisle, to work with other people, to compromise. These are the John Thunes and the Mitch McConnells and all these knuckleheads who are supposed to represent us, but instead represent their own interests because being in government is a great gig, okay? And they don't want, like, don't let anything like intellectual honesty intrude on the fact that, well, you know, I got to run for real. This is why you get people like Matt Dolan who co-sponsor the Fairness Act in the state of Ohio. This is why you get congressional representatives like Mike Carey who vote for legitimizing gay marriage. This is why you get people like this. And then you wonder, like, well, why is our country deteriorating? Why is there no commitment to truth in our legislators? Because they've put you on notice as to who they are and what they really stand for, and you haven't listened to them. I tell you all the time about the left. When they tell you who they are, when they try to take away your rights to free speech, when they target parents at school board meetings, when they are decidedly and unrepentantly anti-God, listen to them. They are telling you, they are not only telling you, they are advertising it with a neon sign. The same is true of the people you vote for, who you think are on your side, but they are not. I know NBC is not authentic. I knew Ronna Romney McDaniel was eventually going to end bad for her there. But for the people who say they didn't realize it, where were you? So Robert F. Kennedy Jr. yesterday named his running mate. The reason why he did it, multiple reasons, she's really rich. Her name is Nicole Shanahan. She's 38 years old. She used to be married to one of the founders of Google. And her money and the fact that she's now his official running mate will help RFK Jr. get on ballots in many states besides the one he's on right now, which is Utah. This, of course, terrifies the Democrats because they know Joe Biden cannot afford to lose any Democratic voters in any swing states, given the fact that he won, what was it, Nevada? He won by, I think, 33,000 votes. Georgia, he won by 10 or 11,000. Same story in Arizona. So if RFK pulls his votes away from him, or if these rumors are true that blacks and Hispanics are going to vote more for Trump than they did before, not more for Trump than Biden, but more for Trump than they did before, could be a problem for Joe Biden. And Nicole Shanahan, well, she's articulate. Here she is yesterday saying why the independent ticket of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was attractive to her.
I worry for the party's overwhelming interest in elitism, celebrity, and winning at all costs. And I worry that they do it even if that means turning a blind eye on the issues that they all know to be true.
She's smart. Elitism, celebrity, and win at all costs. Is there ever a better demonstration of that than this cut from Joe Biden yesterday, where he's interrupted while he's mumbling and bumbling by pro-Palestinian protesters?
My coverage.
What about the health care in Gaza?
Everybody deserves health care. They have a point. We need to get a lot more care into Gaza.
If you think protests against Israel going into Rafah and eradicating the last of the Hamas terrorists are going to diminish, that clip right there is going to further embolden the whack jobs who think that it is inhumane for Israel to go in and kill the people who went into Israel as terrorists and killed innocent women and children, and who still hold, by the way, over 100 hostages. One freed hostage, a woman, sat down for an interview with the New York Times, 8 hours. Here is a snippet. I don't have a Times membership, but Dana Perino of Fox was reading from the article today. Remember, Jamal Bowman, Ilhan Omar, all of them tell us, oh, they're not torturing the hostages in Gaza. No, they're treating them so humanely. Really? Here's someone who was a hostage, was among the hostages released. Dana Perino reading from the story in the New York Times.
For the first time, we are hearing from a freed Israeli hostage. Amit Shusana sat down for 8 hours of interviews with the New York Times, detailing the torture, violence, and assaults at the hands of Hamas. In one harrowing account, she tells the Times, he came towards me and shoved the gun at my forehead. After hitting Ms. Susanna and forcing her to remove her towel, Muhammad groped her, sat her on the edge of the bathtub, and hit her again, she said. And then he, with the gun pointed at me, forced me to commit a sexual act on him.
Now, every major media outlet reads the New York Times like their Bible every day. It is their Bible of wokeism. Will any of them report on this tonight? You know the answer to that is no, because there is a very robust undercurrent of anti-Semitism in our country, on our college campuses, and in our major media. And they will not report on this because it counters their narrative, because they are not interested in truth. They are interested in only their own narrative, ideology, and zealotry, and getting Joe Biden reelected. That is why people hate the media. That is why people do not believe the media. Trey Gallagher did a great job of laying this out last night in a segment that he calls Common Sense.
Well, the Fox News Tonight Common Sense Department says when it comes to MSNBC, you can forget about network executives. The on-air personalities run the place. They certainly ran Ronna McDaniel out the door, saying that Ronna isn't honest. Jen Psaki was irate over comparisons between her and Ronna McDaniel's political backgrounds, with Psaki saying it's about truth versus lies. Common sense assumes when Psaki says truth that she means herself. The very same Jen Psaki who stood at the White House podium and told untruths about everything from COVID to oil rights to border security. Now might be a good time to remind you that the Network of Truth, told us Trump was a Russian agent. Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation and Michael Brown was murdered. And Chuck Todd has the nerve to say Ronna McDaniel has credibility issues? Joy Reid got caught posting bigoted statements on social media and blamed hackers. After former CIA Director John Brennan lied to Congress, naturally, MSNBC hired him. If Adam Schiff retired from Congress tomorrow, they'd hire him too. Not because he lied, but because he lied about the right people, those on the right. Ronna didn't get pushed out for not being honest. She got pushed out for not being a Democrat. Common sense thinks if honesty is truly MSNBC's Rubicon, stop lying about it.
You know, he left out NBC News personnel. Al Sharpton still has a show on NBC. Al Sharpton, the fomenter of the Crown Heights riots that killed people and destroyed property. How about Brian Williams, who told the fanciful tale of his own heroic acts in either the Iraq or the Afghanistan military actions by our military, and it was all totally fabricated? He had a show. They let him back on. When their lies are exposed, they do nothing. This is why Trump resonated with people in 2016 when he referred to the news media as the fake news media, and why he referred to them as the enemy of the people. Now, I heard today someone excoriate a caller to their radio program when the caller said the press is the enemy of the people. Oh, you can't say that. You can't say the press is the enemy of the people because that's a Stalin-esque term. And that means that, you know, the press would be willing to, like, put a bullet in somebody's head because that's what Stalin did. Okay, first of all, you're allowed to take a phrase and generally apply it without it applying specifically to something that was said in the past. If you're a prisoner to that phrase and that's what you think it means, fine. But it can mean different things to different people. But let's say it means the same thing to different people. Do you really think that the people who did, who've done and who do and who continue to do and advocate for doing all the despicable things I talked about in the last segment, sexually mutilating children, all in the name of gender ideology, sucking the brains out of children and tearing them literally limb by limb from their mother's womb, at any point in a pregnancy, do you really think people who advocate for that and cheerlead it and celebrate it would not, if they thought you had to be eliminated in order for their agenda to survive, do you really think they wouldn't put a bullet in your head if they thought they could get away with it? Really? You think that's a bridge too far for them? I don't. I think Joy Reid would happily do that. I think Jen Psaki would happily do that. I think any of the deviants and demonic people on that network at NBC and other networks, by the way, would have no problem doing that. They wouldn't want to bear any personal cost for it because not a single one of them has a shred of courage or valor to stand up for what they believe in. But I have no doubt in my mind that they would imprison you or take you out if they could.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.